Come to order. Come to order.
Celia, please call the roll.
Chair Young.
Here.
Vice Chair Pasadomo.
Here.
Senator Book. Senator Uecker. Senator Hudson.
Here.
Senator Montford.
Here.
Senator Powell.
Here.
Quorum present.
Let's please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senator Hudson. So if everyone would please silence your electronic devices, including your chairman. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please go ahead and grab an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you elect to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. Senator Bean. Nope. We are going to be going out of order today because I think several committee meetings have taken away our bill presenters. So let's take up tab 3, SPB 7004 by health policy relating to OGSR peer review panels, Department of Health. I'm going to pass the chair to our Vice Chair, Senator Pasadomo, for the next two bills. Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You are recognized to explain the proposed bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Wait, hang on, let me make sure I've got the right one. Is this one the Bankhead Cooley? Okay. This bill would reenact the public records exemption for the King and Bankhead Cooley program for biomedical cancer research.
Thank you for that detailed explanation. Are there any questions on the proposed bill? Okay, there are no questions. Are there any appearance cards? And no public testimony. Is there any debate on the proposed bill? Mr. Pitts, you're recognized.
You do this all the time. The problem is, when you make a new one and you renew it, you still have to follow 119. And your own staff analysis tells you on page 2 through 3. And it even cites the 119.15, Section 6. On new ones, and if you're going to repeal it completely and make it last forever. Okay, so, obviously you're not going to do a review to see if it's a need to do so. It is a big deal because Florida's so well known for being open to the public for everything that exists. And we're to the people, we want them to know everything that exists. And only if it's a desperate necessity must we have records concealed and confidential. It must be extremely detrimental to that entity or whatever. Well, that's what you have. This you're implementing language under 119 that you're supposed to use. You're now saying, because I remember when this first was done, and I didn't agree with it. So you've seen how it's gone, so what's the status of it? Has it helped this entity in the peer review concept? Or has it, no big deal, we can open it up to the public. Nothing's being violated in there. There's nothing being compromised as the language claimed in the necessity agreement. Okay, so that's what your staff says on page 2 through 3. You still need to do evaluation. Then, of course, it mentions 4 bullet points it mentions on page 3. Well, of course, that's not the whole thing. Yes, it is mandatory. But I understand. Ain't nobody going to make you do it. So, hey, we'll just do it like been doing it every session. Who's going to ask any questions? The public. Now, the public may not care, but I do, because the public, if somebody wants to see this, what's the big deal? Okay. Then on page 2, okay, I'm dealing just with staff stuff, because it's easy if you're dealing with staff stuff. They're trying to tell you something. This is okay. And here's the thing. One thing you need to understand is, staff here to help you, as I tell you all the time. Well, why don't you pay attention to it and say, well, I understand what staff is saying, but I don't agree with that. I see it, so would you expect that nobody to notice it and say anything to you about it, like I just did? Okay, now, then on page 3 of the staff analysis, it talks about the impact. It says continued protection of research grant application peer review activities will help ensure integrity. Okay, it says that. Based on what proof and evidence? I hear y'all talk about new evidence, saying it will continue to, and that integrity has been upheld during the period that it has now been exempt. Okay, then it says again, in Section C, government consent, continued protection of research grant applications, peer review activity, will help ensure integrity. Based on what evidence? The public want to see it. So, I mean, you just can't make a blind statement like that. It's supposed to be based on some findings, which draws us back to 119 again. You keep doing these every year. And, of course, they will see more because they've been filed all day. I don't understand. But, okay. In other words, there's no need to keep this. There's nothing being compromised. You let it run for 3 years that it did. We haven't seen any problems. Let the public see what's going on. But, okay.
Okay, thank you for your testimony. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Montford moves that SPB 7004 be submitted as a committee bill. Seeing no objections, will you please call the roll on SPB 7004?
Senator Book? Senator Uchol? Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Senator Young?
Yes.
Chair Pasadomo?
Yes. By your vote, SPB 7004 is reported favorably as a committee bill, and I'll turn the gavel back to Chair Young.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Turning back to tab 2, see, we got Senator Bean in the house. You got a bill for us today? Senator Bean, come on up to the mic.
Hello, Chair Young. What a pleasure it is to be before you and the Health Policy Committee. You've got the best staff. How about that? If you haven't discovered that as yet, you've got the best staff advising you everything health, and it's such a treat here. Not only is the staff good, but the audience members, one of the best-looking audiences that come and hang out at your meetings all the time. So what a pleasure it is to be with you. For those that don't know, for 4 years, we were a part of this committee and chaired it, and it's exciting. You're saving lives, Chair Young, and that's always exciting to do. Speaking of advisory capacities, that's what Senate Bill 62 does. It sets up the Pediatric Care Advisory Council within the Department of Health. What it does is get smart people to advise the Department of Health of how to set up a children's cardiology program, to do heart surgery on kids in the state of Florida. We had it in statutes, but in 2001, we took it out, took out the reference to this committee, and since then, we've had not the best results in doing some heart programs in the state. So let's bring these guys back solely on an advisory council. They make recommendations under the Department of Health. Department of Health can take their recommendations or not, but we think we want to put them back in. We'd love to put them back in and have the best outcomes for our kids in our state. That is the bill. Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Bean, for that very enthusiastic description of your bill. Members, any questions on the bill? Questions? We do have a few appearance cards. Dr. William Blanchard, pediatric cardiac, retired pediatric cardiologist. Wave in support. Louis St. Petrie.
Petrie.
Thank you, sir. Wave in support. Dr. Chris Newland. Waves in support. Yep. Marty George. And support. Brian Pitts, Justice to Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Sponsor was correct. Staff kicked butt on the analysis on this bill. I mean, unbelievable how unprepared the bill is. I can't believe it. Okay, so, page 2 through 3. Staff brings up 3 existing council staffs that you're not repealing to replace it with this one. So is that expansion of government going to exist? So now you have 4? Look, 2-3. It talks about this network advisory council, this technical advisory council. Then it talks about the children medical peer technical advisory council. Still exist. Now you add this one, 4. That's on pages 2-3. The staff now says they still exist, they're saying. Page 5 talks about similar entity, as he mentioned, was repealed. Okay. And it was at the behest of the Department of Health. So they saw no need for it. The very entity you would ask that information from. So I didn't hear the sponsor say, well, we went back to the Department of Health and they're recommending they probably made a mistake back in 2001 and we're going ahead and bring it back. Because remember, Department of Health will still be with this new one that he's creating. I didn't hear say that Department of Health has changed their mind or years have gone by and they said, no, let's bring it back. Okay, we're going to say it for a reason because the Department of Health is not in agreement. This entity he's designed may not give him the results he want. The Department of Health still don't agree with it today. Why? As I said, you still have 3 existing ones that kind of patch it together and do it that you're not repealing. Okay? 8-9, excellence designation. Sponsor didn't mention anything about that being in it. They don't give this special designation particular entity. Huh? I thought you're just trying to deal with the issue. What's with the designation thing? Who cares? You're supposed to be dealing with the cardiovascular issue. You know where I'm going with that. What's with the designation? That's not necessary. And we'll get to the reason why that, because staff brings up the issue about picking and choosing who's the best by using the designation, and you're now getting off point of the issue what you're trying to do with the so-called new council. But that's later on. Page 8, okay, staff now is in the mission. It's in the bill. It talks about doing an annual report and giving it to the leadership and to the governor. And then in it, this is very interesting. You ask this new council entity to give you recommendations to change policies and procedures in the future. Well, Department of Health here right now. The existing 3 entities are here right now. Ask them. They can tell you if the policy is needed right now. What do you mean this new council is going to do it? I don't get that. Why do you have that in the bill? The entities that you would ask exist now. You could do it right now. I don't get that part. Okay. Then on page 10, staff analysis brings up the issue I was bringing to you. 2 issues they bring up. The issue of the designation may distinguish one facility over another. You really want that? Who cares about the designation? That's not the point. And then it brings up about the existing medical service cardiac transitory panel. Or maybe it's at the passage of 62, the technical advisory panel may no longer be necessary. Wait a minute, if that's the case, then how come you're not repealing that in this bill also, if they kind of do the same thing? This ain't what I see it. This is not what I see it. This is what your staff is saying. So he is correct. Staff is great. They ripped this bill apart. And that's what they're supposed to help you to do. You don't need the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Pitts. Eric Crutzman. Waves in support. And Ashley Boxer. Thank you. Waves in support. Members, any debate on the bill? Any debate? Seeing none, Senator Bean, you are recognized to close on the bill. Waves, close. So you please call the roll on SB 62.
Senator Book, Senator Huckel, Senator Hudson.
Yes.
Senator Mumford, Senator Powell.
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo, Chair Young.
Yes. By your vote, SB 62 is reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Bean. I see Senator Grimsley in the House. Senator Grimsley, you are recognized to explain Senate Bill 58.
Now is it on? Good morning. Thank you for hearing the bill. This is Senate Bill 58. We also heard this bill last year, and it almost passed the Senate, but didn't. We ran out of time, didn't quite make it. Or this committee, actually. No, never mind. One of the committees didn't pass because we ran out of time. But this bill deals with adult cardiovascular services, and currently there are level 1 and level 2 adult cardiovascular service centers. The programs in a level 1 adult cardiovascular service program, this bill requires them to provide 500 hours of training and experience for nursing and technical staff in addition to level 2 adult cardiac programs, which they already provide that. That is where the training is derived from at present. In order for a level one ACS program to qualify to provide that training, it must meet certain criteria, and that is have an annual volume of 500 or more percutaneous cardiac intervention procedures, achieved and demonstrated PCI success rate at 95% or greater, experienced a complication rate of less than 5% on those procedures, and performed diverse cardiac procedures. And that is the bill, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Grimsley. Members, any questions? Questions on the bill? Seeing none, we do have a few appearance cards. Chris Newland. Waves and support. Thank you. Marnie George. Thank you very much. Waves and support. Brian Pitts, Justice to Jesus. Waves and support. Woo. Any debate? Members, any debate on this bill? Seeing none, Senator Grimsley, you're waving close. Very good. Celia, please call the roll on Senate Bill 58.
Senator Book, Senator Huckel, Senator Hutchin.
Yes.
Senator Monford.
Yes.
Senator Powell.
Yes.
Senator Passidomo.
Yes.
Senator Young.
Yes. By your vote, Senate Bill 58 is reported favorably. Congratulations. So, members, we are now jumping to tab 4, and I will again pass the gavel to Vice Chair Passidomo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Take up tab 4, SPB 706, by health policy relating to prescription drug monitoring program. Senator Young, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. SPB 7006 removes the repeal date of October 1, 2017, so that the Department of Health may continue to contract with a DSO or direct service organization for fundraising and support of the PDMP.
Thank you. There's one amendment. Would you like to explain the amendment? Barcode 478248 by Senator Young.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The amendment deletes the reference to a task force, the Program Implementation and Oversight Task Force, that was created upon initial enactment of the PDMP in 2009. That task force expired on July 1, 2012, by operation of law and no longer exists. Also, the scope of the title is narrowed to reference the direct support organization of the PDMP. That is the amendment.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Are there any appearance forms on the amendment? These are... No appearance on the amendment. Is there any debate on the amendment? Debate. Senator Young, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
All in favor of the amendment say yay. Yay. All opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the proposed bill as amended? Members? There are several appearance forms. I'm going to start with Bernadette Howard, the Florida Public Chiefs Association. Waves and support. Next, Stephen Wynn with the Florida Osteopathic Medical Association. They wave and support. Stephen Wynn also represents the Gadsden County Sheriff's Office, also waves and support. There's a lot of doctors in here with this handwriting. Chris Newland with the Florida chapter of the American College of Physicians. That's all right. I should have recognized it. Waves and support. Chris Hansen representing Walgreens. Waves and support. Brian Pitts, Justice to Jesus. Waves and support. Okay. Is there any debate on the proposed bill? No debate. Senator Powell moves that SPB 7006 be submitted as a committee bill. No objection. Celia, please call the roll on SPB 7006.
Senator Book, Senator Huckel, Senator Hutchin.
Yes.
Senator Monford.
Yes.
Senator Powell.
Yes.
Senator Young.
Yes.
Chair Passidomo.
Yes. By your vote, SPB 7006 is favorably reported as a committee bill, and I will return the gavel to Chair Wan. Yeah.
Thank you. Members, is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Powell moves we adjourn. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.